You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Seattle's Torchlight Parade. The cornerstone of summer. Where everyone's invited. Well, almost everyone.
Wait until you find out who was not invited to the Seattle Seafair Torchlight Parade. I'm going to tell you in just a couple of minutes. It's the John Carlson Show here, 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome, everybody. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. And yes, do not worry. I'm giving out another pair of free tickets this hour to the KVI Listener Appreciation Bash on May Day, May 1st. Before we get to the Seafair story, I love this. Senior Chief Executive Producer Philip J. Vandervoort III gave me this morning, that pollsters are telling Democrats running for Congress, whether it's for the House, the Senate, whether they're running in an open seat or against an incumbent Republican, or whether they're an incumbent Democrat running for re-election, whatever you do, don't talk about the economic recovery. It's a loser. Don't say the word, whatever you do, don't say, the economy's now recovering. Again, this is from their own peeps. They being Stan Greenberg and Jim Carville. Stan Greenberg was Bill Clinton's favorite pollster, Jim Carville his favorite consultant. They say that talking about economic recovery skips over, quote, how much trouble people are in. It doesn't convince them that policymakers really understand or even focus on the problems they continue to face, close quote. They say in head-to-head polling tests, the mere mention of the word recovery is trumped by a Republican assertion that the Obama administration has had nearly 6 years to get the economy moving and its policies haven't worked. So Democrats on the campaign trail are being told by fellow Democrats, don't mention the R word. Quit talking about recovery. You may have heard that President Obama has only mentioned it once himself, and that was on April 8th in the context of bashing the Republicans that, quote, would help with the economic recovery and help us grow faster, close quote. In late March, you had Harry Reid and five other lawmakers. I'm not sure if Patty Murray was one of them or not. None of them mentioned the word recovery. The strategic advice, according to the Associated Press, comes at a time when Democrats are working to maximize turnout, particularly among women, for the fall elections when they face a determined challenge from Republicans. Their memo from Democracy Corps and the Women's Voices Women Vote Action Fund. Who named that group? Anyway, the author's purpose is that turnout should stop mentioning the word recovery and instead just start pushing, quote, women working first. As a start, Democrats should bury any mention of the word recovery. That message was tested and it lost to the Republican message championed by Karl Rove, close quote, they said. Paige Gardner of Women's Voices Women Vote Action Fund, again, the most bizarrely named political organization out there, who co-authored the memo. Ms. Gardner said in an interview that for unmarried women and other key parts of the Democratic coalition, quote, a message about the benefits of a recovery doesn't really reflect their lives currently. Close quote. The heck you say? So just to let you know, that even the Democrats aren't talking recovery. And, you know, by the way, Debbie Wasserman Schultz asked by David Gregory on Meet the Press, so is this referendum on President Obama the upcoming elections in November?
Is the issue in the fall a referendum on President Obama?
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. No. So that's a three. No. And the answer is, of course, they away from Obamacare. Never mind what they're saying in speeches and press conferences. When you get right down to it, on the ground in any but the most blue districts, they will not be talking and campaigning on Obamacare. Guaranteed. They're not going to be, again, in any but the most blue Democrat districts and states, they're not going to be talking about President Obama. There's not a referendum. How do you feel about President Obama? And they're not going to be talking about an economic recovery. So what do they got? They got squat. You know what you do when you got squat? You attack and target your opponents. Well, they're even worse than we are. And they want to declare war on women. We're only declaring them on ranchers in Nevada. They want a war on everyone who doesn't have a... Well, never mind. Anyway, so the bottom line here is that's why this race is going to get nasty. Because it's the only way the Democrats can win is by demonizing their Republican opposition. It's the only way out for them on this. They can't run a positive campaign on their accomplishments. Well, what have they accomplished? And what they have accomplished, what has it done? What has it generated? What has it produced in the way of results? So they in a heap of trouble here. And that's why they're, you know, trying to play down the significance of the president. Okay, I want to get to this story, the Torchlight Parade. It is one of the surviving, that and the hydroplanes and the Blue Angels are the most popular features of Seafair. And big, beautiful parade, and it's always nice and warm and sunny when they have the Torchlight Parade in late July, early August. They just turned down a group to march in the parade that wanted to honor soldiers and troops from Washington State who have fallen in the line of duty. They call themselves the Fallen Hero Banner Project. And Seafair just told them no. Here's King Five's coverage.
Monica McNeil from Redmond is one of more than 100 Washington State Gold Star moms, mothers who have lost a child to war. Monica needed to do something, so she joined a local group called the Fallen Hero Banner Project. In parades all over the state, volunteers carry these images of those who have given their lives for us.
So I think it's just a good general reminder, and we don't want our fallen to ever be forgotten.
So when the chance came to apply for Seafair's Torchlight Parade,
the timing was perfect. We could get our banners out there.
Especially since this year, Seafair partnered with Marine Week.
Okay, so there's going to be a military presence, but not for fallen heroes?
As much as they want the parade to be cheerful and fun, this is also part of America.
She says Seafair went on to say the parade is about celebrating summer, and they just weren't the right fit.
Tons and tons of feedback.
Well, that didn't go over well on social media. King 5 tried to talk with Seafair in person today, but they declined, instead giving us this different explanation of what happened. We give all applicants careful consideration. It is our goal to have a well-rounded mix of participants. Last year, we included over 15 military entries out of an approximate 110. The military involvement will be higher this year due to our partnership with Marine Week. It may be higher, but so far, it won't include this group.
Do you think it should? Tell me what you think here. 206-421-5757. 206-421-5757. Should CFAIR change its mind? Should it reverse course? Should it welcome the Fallen Hero Banner Project? 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. Now, they march in other parades. What they do is under the banner, Fallen Hero Banner Project, that they march with the with pictures of the young men who've gone down in the line of duty. And it's very tasteful. And, it, you know, it reminds you, I understand the saying, hey, it's summertime, you know, we want to create a mood. Nothing wrong with saying, you know what, while we're at it, stand up and say, thank God for you, you young men who are not here anymore. Because that's one reason why we are at this parade, because of young men like you and the young men from previous conflicts, Iraq, Afghanistan, Grenada, Panama, Lebanon, Vietnam, Korea, World War II. It's because of young people who have fallen that we are able to sit here and enjoy wonderful parades that celebrate the great diversity of American life in the summertime. Again, give me a call. I think this is a terrible miscalculation by CFAIR. 206-421-5757, outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. And I have an additional reason why it especially is a wrong move in the city of Seattle. I'll tell you about it right after this.
Faith, family, flag and freedom. That is all. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Welcome back, everybody. The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thanks very much for being with me this morning. If you hadn't heard this news, I just think it is a real mistake by the organizers of Seattle's Torchlight Parade. It's a wonderful parade, and hundreds of thousands of people turn out for it. I've marched in it, been involved with it several times. They bring in, you know, floats, beautiful floats, and acts, and, you know, clowns, and of course the CFAIR pirates, marching bands, the whole bit, batons, my goodness, decades and decades. And they usually have several military entrants as well, which, again, is all part of what summer is all about. It's Marine Week, so that's going to be part of the CFAIR parade. But they said no to a group of moms who are part of the Fallen Hero Banner Project. And they said, you know, and what they do with the Fallen Hero Banner Project is they march with pictures, portraits of loved ones who have fallen in the line of duty for us. And basically, CFAIR says, you know, we have a military presence already, and this is a little bit of a Debbie Downer, and it's, you know, a nice summertime kind of thing, wrecks the mood. And I think they're making a big miscalculation here. Anyway, the reason, there's an especial reason why Seattle needs to have this, and I'll tell you in just a moment. First, I want to talk to Carol. She's calling from Renton. How are you, Carol?
Hello.
Good to have you here. Go for it. You're in the Marines?
No, my son is currently deployed Marine. And I've spent a lot of time working with USO and things like that. And frankly, for them to make that particular statement and to make that to take that stand is absolutely ridiculous. We don't need pirates; we need patriots. And
well, I think we could use both for a parade. But I understand. First things being first, yes.
Yes, and you know, there's no quantize the amount of suffering those moms have gone through. Just the shock of losing your son, and then all the other addending things, and you know, this is a total slap in the face for that group. And I would frankly appreciate if you would let us know someone we could call and express our anger at.
You know what, Phil? Usually I don't do this. Every once in a while I do, but why don't we get CFAIR's number and website and give that out to the listeners?
And I have another update that might preempt your suggestion and the caller's suggestion. I just heard from another listener that indicated they thought they saw on one of the late night newscasts last night that CFAIR had either one of two things, either changed course and said that they would allow the group to participate or is going to reconsider, and we'll have to make some other decision maybe in the next couple of days. So maybe this is the time to crowdsource it.
I have heard the, well, we're going to take a second look at it.
Yeah, there we go.
But
so,
that's pretty much, that's perfunctory. They always say that when there's a
something
controversy.
Something like that, exactly. So if we can crowdsource this a little bit, maybe if there's another KVI listener right now that caught one of these newscasts on King or Kong last night, give us a call. Tell us if you remember the update. I've been scanning the King5.com website. I haven't seen anything to that effect, but that would be a great
update. But the original story is still there.
Exactly. That's, you know, that.
Again, if you're just joining us, a group of women, part of a wonderful organization, the Fallen Hero Project, wanted to march in the CFAIR Torchlight Parade. It's a wonderful parade late this summer. And they were told no. And the reason why is, well, it just kind of wrecks the mood. Now, here is why I think, especially in Seattle, it needs to happen. Seattle used to have a really big Memorial Day parade. You'd have thousands of spectators from World War II to the Vietnam era, downtown waving flags, celebrating with hundreds of veterans and drum and bugle corps and the color guard. And people began not showing up for the Seattle Memorial Day parade. And in 1998, they canceled it for lack of interest. Seattle canceled its Memorial Day parade. No gratitude. And they haven't had one since. 1998, I think, was the last year. So, especially in Seattle, where they have phased out, where they've stopped doing a Memorial Day parade, wouldn't it be nice to see them remember fallen Washington State heroes at one of the biggest parades of the year? Wouldn't that be appropriate? And again, when we get the information from CFAIR, I'll pass it along, because I just think it's really tragic. There are a lot of great things about CFAIR and a lot of, you know, history and heritage. And they've, you know, they still have King Neptune, and they still have the beauty pageants and Miss CFAIR and the Hydra boats and everything else. And of course, the Blue Angels. But I just really wish that they would make room for these people. It's all about gratitude, and it's all about remembering. And speaking of remembering, I've told you about Honor Flights before. This is the group that flies World War II veterans to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., provided that the Obama administration hasn't closed it down, which they did last fall. Honor Flight sent 31 World War II vets from this area to Washington, D.C., and they just came back. And Kara Kostinich from Como 4 was there to cover their arrival back at SeaTac.
Within 5 to 7 years, these veterans will be gone. We need to get them there as soon as possible.
This remarkable quest, possible for these men through Puget Sound Honor Flight. At no cost, these veterans have the opportunity to visit the World War II memorial built in their honor.
A lot of us have forgotten a lot about our past, and while we sat around tables reenumerating these things, we were able to bring back some of these events that happened to us a long time ago.
It's a cathartic journey of friendship and support that honors the service and sacrifice these men gave for our country.
Kamikaze survivor. Oh, Matt, can I hug you?
You betcha.
Oh.
Not too many people are familiar with what a kamikaze is. And the one that hit us killed 43 of the finest friends I've ever had. Excuse me.
It can be painful. Those memories from so many years ago.
The presence of all these people, them sharing with guys that were in my own era.
Welcome home, veterans.
It's healing in a very powerful way.
Very moving, emotional events, talking to some of the fellows and also some of the things that we saw.
Veterans who served our country have a valuable legacy to share. This monument proves the power of our gratitude.
Gratitude. It's nice to be remembered. It's nice to be appreciated. And these young men who've left us, who we lost in Afghanistan and in Iraq, wouldn't it be nice for their families to know that they're remembered and appreciated by being allowed to be a part of the Fallen Hero Banner Project of the Torchlight Parade?